أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا
زندگی میری پابندی سو رحمت رہے سامنے
محبت رہے
قلب اختر کی میری دعا میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے روز و شب قلب اختر کی دعا میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى despite a very long distance separating us all the way from Leicester to the blessed city of our beloved صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المدينة منورة only through his grace and mercy united us and has made it possible for us to stay and listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the words from the glorious Quran. I greet you from the blessed city of Medina Munawwara with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear and beloved nephew, sent me a message a couple of days ago requesting me to participate in this gathering by sharing a few words. So I replied by saying to him that other than demanding from me sweets during his childhood, this was the first time he had requested me to do something for him. So I will not turn down his request. And I will try my best, inshallah, to participate in the gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him also, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those other brothers also who also made a similar request after his request. And may Allah reward those brothers also who made it possible for me to be able to speak to you at this early hour in the morning at 3 a.m. from Medina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He has united us tonight through this technology, may He unite us over and over again in Deeni programs which are organized only to acquire His pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us over and over again in the holy city of Makkah Mukarrama and the blessed city of Medina Munawwara. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately unite us under His throne on the day of Qiyamah, and then in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. I will be very brief. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is the most virtuous in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the aqeedah and the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the soil touching the shroud of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So the shroud is touching the body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the soil is touching the shroud. So this soil that is touching the shroud of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his rawza in Medina Munawwara is more virtuous than the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the status of the shroud. How virtuous the shroud will be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter imagine the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason, when a traveler travels to Medina Munawwara, the ulama and the muhakkikin have stated that he should make intention of visiting the Masjid-e-Nabawi ala sahibiha alfu alfi salatin wa salam, and he should also make the niyat of visiting the rawza of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the four imams, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah الله تعالى عن امام احمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى are unanimous on this fact that to visit the blessed Rauza and the blessed grave of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is from amongst very virtuous acts, and it is from amongst those acts which brings a person very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person travels to Madina Munawwara, he should make two intentions. One is to visit the Masjid Nabawi, and the second intention should be to visit the Rawdah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i.e. to visit the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. One who visits my rawda, one who visits my resting place, one who visits my qabr, that means one who will visit my qabr, one who will visit my grave, one who will visit my resting place, one who will visit my rawda after my demise, then my intercession will become incumbent for him on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a Nabi, after he departs from this world and he is laid in the grave, remains alive in the grave. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he remains alive in the grave and he is nourished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave. He is given food by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most virtuous in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him into this world as an example for all of us. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good example for you, for you all, for his ummah. So the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an example for all of us. His life is an example for the ulama. His life is an example for the a'imma, the imams. His life is an example for the fathers. His life is an example for the traders. His life is an example for each and every individual of this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the ability to do those things and to say those things within a span of 23 years, as a result of which each and every human until the day of Qiyamah will be able to find guidance to everything that he requires throughout his life. This is how jami and this is how comprehensive the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So we as followers of this great Nabi, of this beloved Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of this most virtuous Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, need to resolve tonight, this being the first of January year 2020, we need to resolve that inshallah we will study this beautiful life. We will read authentic literature authored by a reliable ulama, ulama who belong to the group of ulama-i-haq, whose aqidah is sound, whose thinking is sound, whose knowledge is sound, and who are practicing ulama, who are God-fearing ulama. We will benefit from their books, we will benefit from their gatherings, we will benefit from their lectures, we will benefit from their company, we will benefit from their guidance. And we will try to emulate this great life. And we will make sure that this remains our mission until we breathe our last. And if we very carefully study the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we will find three features in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first feature is that whatever he did throughout his life, whatever he did, it was in accordance with the wishes of his creator. So this is one feature we find in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not even for a single second did he do anything against the will of his creator. The second feature we find in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that throughout his life, whatever he did only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was not like any ordinary human being. That for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then he slept. No, throughout his life he never slept. Throughout his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded him. And whatever he did, it was according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, whatever he did, the only motive was, the only goal was, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing we find, third feature in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that whatever he did with continuity until he breathed his last. From the city of Medina Munawwara, this is the message I would like to convey to all my brothers and all my sisters who are listening to me at this time, early in the morning in the UK at 3 a.m. approximately in Medina Munawwara, is that the resolution we need to make tonight before dua and before dispersing is that number one, we will also, by sitting in the company of reliable ulama, by reading the books of reliable ulama with sound aqidah, sound thinking, sound ideology, with ulama with good amal, who are practicing ulama, who are God-fearing ulama, who are the ulama of the akhirah, people of the akhirah, in whose company we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose company we remember the akhirah, in whose company the inclination towards the world decreases and the inclination towards the akhirah increases. We will sit in their company and we will acquire ilm. We will try to understand this beautiful life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent in the form of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will emulate this life. And the first thing we will do is that we will not do anything that is contrary to the desire, to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not do anything that is contrary to the wishes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wish is the wish of Allah. And Allah's wish is the wish of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. One who obeyed the Rasul, then he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because because everything Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs us to do, anything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to do, it is that which Allah desires from us. So the very first thing we will do is to learn from the ulama, and we will practice, carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts. Let us make this first resolution that inshallah from today until we breathe our last, we will not do anything that is contrary to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is contrary to the wishes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the wish of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we never disobey Him in any matter. And if we do, then their wish is that we repent immediately. So this is what we will do from now. We will try our utmost not to disobey Allah. We will try our utmost not to disobey our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if overcome by our enemies, Shaitan, and our base desires, if we sleep, and if we disobey them, then we will repent. Because this is also the wish of Allah, is the wish of Allah. This is number one. And number two, we will make sure that whilst carrying out this wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our only motive, our only intention, our only goal will be the pleasure of Allah. We will not carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the wishes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to please other people, to become famous, to acquire their praises, that oh, he is a very pious person. No, our only motive will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is exactly what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Number one, he did everything according to the wishes of the Creator. And number two, he did this only to please the Creator. And number three, the third feature that we find in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that whatever he did, whether it was farz, whether it was wajib, whether it was sunnah, whether it was mustahab, whether it was nafl, he was very regular with it. Yes, in order to show the difference between farz, between wajib, between sunnah, between mustahab, he may have omitted certain things at certain times, so that the ummah later on would not get confused as to whether this is farz, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never omitted this. That was his responsibility, to let the ummah know the category of everything that he did, that this is farz, this is wajib, this is sunnah muakkada, this is sunnah ghair muakkada. But other than showing the ummah or teaching the ummah the status of what he did, he would never give anything. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that kana amaluhu dhimatan. Whatever amal Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out, he carried that amal out with continuity, religiously. And we find in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if due to any reason he could not carry out his daily practices, we are talking about faraiz, not wajibat, not sunan, not mustahabbat, nafl, his will, his daily ma'mul. We have our ma'mul that inshallah I will recite 100 times kalimay tayyibat, I will read 100 times salat ala nabi, durud paak daily. I will read 1 juz from the Quran on a daily basis. It's not faraiz. It's not wajib, it's not sunnah, it's nothing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stipulated certain amal which were nafl as his daily practice. We find in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if due to a busy schedule he was unable to carry out his stipulated ma'mula, his prescribed practices, then he would make qaza of these prescribed practices the following day. find these three features in the lives of every wali. We find these three features in every sahabi. We find these three features in the life of every tabi'i. And we find these features in the awliya of the ummah, all the awliya, all the very pious personalities of the ummah. They emulated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these three features. That they tried their utmost to tread the straight path and do only that which would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would do this only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they had allocated a particular amal in their lives, whether it was nafl, then they would make sure that they would carry that amal out until they breathed their last. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, mentions that once I was with my Sheikh, Dr. Abdullahi Arifi, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, and we had to reach a program in the Maghrib Salat. And we got late. So we could not reach the venue by Maghrib Salat, and we had to perform Maghrib Salat on the way. But because we had made a promise to reach the venue by Maghrib Salat, so after performing the Fard Salat, we performed 4 rakat Sunnah only. And we left for our venue. And we reached our venue a few minutes late, and we attended the program. Then Isha Salat took place after the program. After Isha Salat, Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi took more longer in Ibadah than he would normally do. After carrying out his Amal, he turned to us and he said that, "You know what I was doing?" He said that this Salatul Awwabin that I missed after Maghrib Salat, Nafl Salat, Salatul Awwabin. There are two opinions of the ulama. One opinion is that after the Maghrib, for the Salat of Maghrib, we perform 2 rakat Sunnah and 2 rakat Nafl. So one opinion is that perform 2 rakat Sunnah, thereafter perform 2 rakat Nafl, and thereafter perform 6 rakat Nafl in twos. And the other opinion, which will suit most of us, is that perform 2 rakat Sunnah, and then perform 2 rakat Nafl, and thereafter perform another 2 rakat Nafl. And 6 rakats, including the Sunnah, is a wabin. So our pious predecessors, they would perform 2 rakat Sunnah, 2 rakat Nafl, and then perform another extra 6 rakat. I have observed my late father, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that after every further rakats of Maghrib, he would read his azkar, he would make dua, and then perform 2 rakat Sunnah, 2 rakat Nafl, followed by 6 rakat Nafl. So Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala said that because we were late, we were unable to perform the Nafl Salat after Maghrib, the Awwabin Salat after Maghrib. So after Isha Salat, I made qadha of those Nafl Salat. So this was also a feature of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he carried out all his amal, the faraiz, the wajibat, the sunan, the mustahabat, and also the nawafil with continuity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once instructed Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to read a tasbih called Tasbih-e-Fatimi, a dhikr called Tasbih-e-Fatimi. And it is known to all of us, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar before retiring to bed. So I urge all my brothers, all my sisters to make this resolution that inshallah from today, if we are not carrying out this amal, we will make a point of reciting 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar after every salat. And there are two methods. Either after every fard or after completing the sunan and the nawafil. And we will also read this tasbih fatimi before retiring to bed. It's a nafla act. It's a nafla amal, optional amal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his life instructed Fatima radiallahu anha and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to read tasbih fatimi before retiring to bed. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Only Allah knows after months or after years. Then then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became the caliph. He passed away. Umar radiallahu anhu became the caliph. He passed away. And thereafter Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu became the caliph. He passed away. Approximately 20 to 25 years passed. And then came the reign of Ali radiallahu anhu himself. And during the period of his caliphate, he mentioned this incident to people around him, that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into my home when I and Fatima had already retired to bed. He entered the home and he instructed both of us that read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar before retiring to bed. Ali radiallahu anhu said that from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us until today, I have not left out this ma'amul. Approximately 25 years, maybe more. So many important battles took place during the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, and one very, very great battle was the Battle of Siffin. So somebody asked him that even during the night preceding the Battle of Siffin, when you were in a lot of stress, he said, yes, even during that night I did not miss this ma'amul. So this was a great feature of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then whatever he would stipulate for himself, that from now inshallah I will do this, from now I will read Suratul Kaf every Friday, then make sure that you continue reciting Suratul Kaf until you breathe your last. And if due to dire necessity, for example travel, sickness, we are unable to complete the whole ma'amul, then complete part of it. The Sheikh of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, another example, on the final day of his life in this world, the day he departed, he asked for the Mushaf. He said, can you bring the Quran to me? He was on his bed. So Quran was brought to him. So he opened the Quran and he read a few verses from the Quran. Only a few verses, because he wasn't able to. He was very unwell. Just hours before departing. And after reciting a few verses, he smiled. And he closed the Quran and said, Alhamdulillah, I was able to complete my practice of reciting the Quran today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfeeq. And my brothers, my sisters, I am concluding now. If we continually strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making this the goal of our lives, that from today I will only speak that which pleases Allah. I will not speak that which displeases Allah. I will only do that which pleases Allah. I will not do that which displeases Allah. Pleasure of my Creator is my goal. So I will only do that which is good, and I will never do that which is bad. And the good that I will do, the motive will not be fame or praise from the creation, but praise from the Creator. Acknowledgement from the Creator. And that I will do with continuity until I depart from this world. How insignificant that amal may be. Due to laziness. If I am the most wretched of all, if I stipulate that inshallah daily I will recite Kalima Tayyiba 10 times, Then I will continue reciting the Kalima in the Yuba 10 times until I breathe my last. And inshallah, it will go a long way in we progressing in our deen, progressing in our spirituality, progressing in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we will acquire in this world in the future as a result of this resolve and this steadfastness. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we will acquire in the hereafter. I will leave you with one incident that if I can remember correctly, Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadri Ayyamahullah ta'ala has narrated. He says that there was a tailor in Lucknow. A tailor. And a tailor during those days was a very insignificant profession. People would come to you and you would prepare a suit for that person, maybe a kameez, a shalwar, a cap, a topi, ladies' dress, and you would get paid for that. A very simple person. And because the income is not so lucrative, it's a cheap job. From the time the tailor starts in the morning, he would toil until the evening and sometimes late night as well to feed the family, to fulfill the needs of the family. But this particular tailor, one of the amal, from the many amal that he carried out, that he had stipulated in his life was that whenever he heard of anyone passing away in Lucknow, then he would definitely attend the janaza of the deceased. Now when you attend the janaza of a deceased, it will take at least 1 hour, 1.5 hours. In 1 hour, 1.5 hours, you can do a lot of work. And because Salatul Janaza is not for the end, it is for the kifaya. So if a group from the community was to carry out this obligation, then the whole community would be absorbed. But if a person participated in the Salatul Janaza, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person participates in Salatul Janaza, this is for men only, if a person participates in Salatul Janaza, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one qirat. And if a person remains with the funeral until the deceased is buried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give this person 2 qirat. And qirat was a very small, insignificant currency during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he, thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the qirat that I am mentioning here is not the qirat that you deal with on a daily basis. He said that wal qirat wa azamu min jabal Uhud. That the qirat I am talking about is more greater than the Mount Uhud. Mount Uhud, the mount that is here in Medina Munawwara, regarding which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadha jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. This is a mountain that loves me and this is a mountain that I love. So very rewarding act. If we are free and if we hear that somebody's funeral is taking place, whether we know that person or not, it is the right of a Muslim that we attend his funeral. And if we are able to stay on until the deceased is buried, alhamdulillah. When Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentioned this hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, فَرَّتْنَا فِي قَرَارِ تَكَثِيرَةٍ. He said that I have made a loss in so many qirat. Why? Because he was not aware of this hadith and he would participate in Salatul Janaza and return. So he said that if only I had known this hadith before, I would have made sure that I stayed until the deceased is buried in order to acquire this qirat, this reward in the hereafter. So people would say to him that why do you waste your time? It's not compulsory for you to go. It's not for the end. But he had stipulated this nafl amal in his life, which was not compulsory for him. And he continued until he breathed his last. Now only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much he may have been rewarded in the hereafter, but Allah granted him a reward in this world also. And how? Hazrat Maulana Ali Mir Hadithai rahmatullahi alayhi says that an insignificant person, not known to many people, so if he had passed away, then 25, 30, 40, 50 people may have participated in the janaza. But what happened was that on the day he passed away, one of the greatest ulama that Lakhnow had seen, Allama Abdullah Lakhnavi rahmatullahi alayhi, also passed away. And people flocked to the janaza of Allama Abdullah Lakhnavi rahmatullahi alayhi from all over India in thousands. So he passed away on the very same day, and when the janaza of Allama Abdullah Lakhnavi rahmatullahi alayhi was brought, his janaza was also brought. And thousands of people performed his salatul janaza also. So my brothers, my sisters, my friends, let us make this resolution that inshallah every step we take, first we will question ourselves, is this step going to make my Creator happy or not? Intentions we make, let us check, is this intention going to make my Creator happy or not? And number three, whatever large, little we do, let us do with continuity. And at the same time, let us continually beseech Allah and say to Him that, oh Allah, whatever little I am able to do, it is only through Your tawfiq, it is only through Your guidance, it is only through Your mercy. And oh Allah, so many things I am not doing. So many things. Always be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look at how much you are doing, look at how much you are not doing. And whatever you are doing, always think to yourself that I don't know whether my intention is correct or not. I don't know whether my amal is in accordance with the wishes of the Creator or not. So say to Allah that, Allah, whatever little I am doing, I don't know whether it is correct or not. I don't know whether the intention is correct or not. Help me to correct my intention. Help me to correct my amal and accept it. And Allah, what I am not doing, grant me the tawfiq to do it. Grant me the tawfiq to do it. There have been pious predecessors who have recited the whole Quran 24,000 times during their life. Imam Shoba, rahimahullah ta'ala, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, throughout his life he recited the whole Quran 24,000 times. There have been pious predecessors who had stipulated the recitation of the Quran daily. So they would recite the whole Quran on a daily basis for 20 years, for 30 years. He did also stipulate certain things. Namaskar, Faraid, Wajibat, we have no choice. Let us make these resolutions tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And for a few days, I have continually been making dua for the success of this gathering, for the speakers, for the attendees, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them all. And I have also conveyed the salam of the whole gathering in advance to the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday morning also after Fajr, when I presented myself at his court, I said, oh Allah, the gathering that is taking place in Masjid An-Nur tonight, all those people who will participate, all those brothers, sisters who will listen from home, from other cities, other countries, accept their salam. And inshallah, I will endeavor to do the same today after Fajr Salat. I will convey the salams of all the participants in this gathering today. Leave from here with a good, firm resolution. Perform at least 2 rakat Salatul Tahajjud before leaving, Salatul Tawbah 2 rakat before leaving. Weep, cry in the court of Allah, ask Him for forgiveness, ask Him to guide you, to help you, and make firm resolution. Say to Allah that, Allah, I am making a firm resolution that 2020 will be according to Your pleasure, and 2020 will be clean for many disobedience. And inshallah, thereafter 2021, 2022, 2023, my whole life will be pure from disobeying you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, make dua for the acceptance of our journey, especially the time spent in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and make dua for the remaining a few hours as well. And if we are to return, then may Allah make us return with acceptance and with lot of barakat that we are able to pass on to other people in Leicester and elsewhere. And if we depart, anyone can depart at any time, then please make dua for me. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى اللهم صل على محمد كما تحب وترضى اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها ذكرها وجلها واولها واخرها وعلانيتها وسرها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما اخرنا وما اسررنا وما اعلنا وما انت اعلم به منا انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت العز الاكرم اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم اهدنا بفضلك في من هدينا وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعالي نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم وأفضل المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم انجر اخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم انكرهم ولا تنكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم اصلح امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لامة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد امة محمد وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهدي عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم اصرف عنا كيدهم وشرهم ومكرهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجنون والجذام والبأس وسيء الأسقام. اللهم أذهب البأس رب الناس اشفي أنت الشافي. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اجعلنا ممن طال أعمارهم وحسن أعمالهم. اللهم إنا نسألك حجة نقية وميتة سرية ومرد غير مرض ولا فاضل. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين واجعل لنا رسالة صدق في الآخرين واجعلنا في ورثة جنة النعيم. واغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم إنا نسألك مرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبعد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضلة وفتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم أعنا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا مصالح ما عتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وفي عذاب النار. وارحم الراحمين اغفرني وارحم الراحمين اغفرني وارحم الراحمين شاوري اغفرني ذنبنا. O the most forgiving one forgive our sin. O Ghafur, O Ghafir, O Ghaffar, O Rahman, O Rahim, forgive our sin. Forgive the sins of our parents, forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our relatives, forgive the sins of our near and near ones. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Rahmur Rahimin, forgive our minor sins, forgive our major sins. O Rahmur Rahimin, we repent to you and we make a firm resolution that we will never sin again. O Allah, accept our repentance. O Allah, accept our tawbah. O Allah, accept our repentance. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on this repentance. O Allah, you may safeguard us from the spells of shaitan. Safeguard us from the deceit of nafs. O Allah, you may grant us the tawfiq to stay away from wrong company. granted the Tawfiq to always stay in good company. Grant us the Tawfiq to stay away from wrong environment. Grant us the Tawfiq to always remain in good environment. O Rahman Rahim, grant us the Tawfiq to engage in your remembrance. O Rahman Rahim, grant us the ability to remember you at all times with our hearts and minds. O Rahman Rahim, grant us the Tawfiq to always stay in the company of the pious. Grant us the Tawfiq to frequent the gatherings of the ulama and the pious. O Rahman Rahim, grant us the Tawfiq to learn and practice from the ulama. O Rahman Rahim, enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enlighten our hearts with iman. Enlighten our hearts with yaqeen. Enlighten our hearts with good traits. O Rahman Rahim, O Rahman Rahim, purify our hearts from evil traits. O Rahman Rahim, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us on the straight path. When you take us from this world, take us with iman, take us with husna khatima, take us whilst we have reached the highest stage of your vilayat maqam siddiqiyya. O Rahman Rahim, take us from this world while we are in Madina Munawwara. O Rahman Rahim, whilst we are in Sajda. O Rahman Rahim, whilst we are remembering you. O Rahman Rahim, whilst we are engaged in zikr. O Rahman Rahim, whilst you are pleased with us. O Rahman Rahim, save us from the horrors of the grave. Save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us fear under your throne. Grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Rahman Rahim, make Qur'an heavy for us. O Rahman Rahim, save us from the fire of Jahannam. And grant us entry into Jannat of Firdaus with the Ambiya and the Siddiqin, the Shuhada and the Saliheen. O Rahman Rahim, grant us all the good of this world and the hereafter. Save us from all the bad and evil of this world and the hereafter. O Rahman Rahim, those of us who are sick, grant them complete shifa from all ailments. O Rahman Rahim, grant the shifa from physical illnesses. And grant the shifa and cure from spiritual illnesses. O Rahman Rahim, those of us who are facing adversity, O Rahman Rahim, make everything easy for them and create means through which their suffering is alleviated. O Rahman Rahim, shower your mercies upon the whole Ummah. Shower your mercies upon the whole Ummah. Shower your mercies upon the whole Ummah. Grant the whole Ummah the Tawfiq to emulate your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Rahman Rahim, grant forgiveness to our deceased. O Rahman Rahim, all those brothers, all those sisters who have participated in today's program, grant them the good of this world and the hereafter. O Rahman Rahim, unite us, all of us, together again and again for your pleasure to learn deen and to practice deen. O Rahman Rahim, grant us, unite us all again and again in Madina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarrama, and unite us all under your throne on the day of Qiyamah, and unite us all ultimately forever and ever in Jannat al-Firdaus, the Ambiya, the Siddiqin, the Shuhada, and the Saliheen. O Rahman Rahim, you are aware of the needs of each and every individual. O Rahman Rahim, fulfill all their good, lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. O Rahman Rahim, accept this gathering, accept the talks of the ulama, accept all the participants, and whatever I mean, accept everything that we were able to do today to win your pleasure, and whatever I mean, whatever shortcoming we have committed, or whatever I mean, forgive those shortcomings. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa taqwa wa min al-amali ma tarda. Whatever I mean, every good your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for you, granted to us, and every evil from which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين.